You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And welcome. It's a Football Friday, September the 23rd, 2022. It is DiPietro. It is Rothenberg. Judge is stuck on 60. Rick, I am so into the Mets now. I had the Mets game, the Phillies game on the other TV instead of the Yankees last night. And on the Phillies game, they cut in to the Aaron Judge every at-bat. It was perfect. Football started. What did you say?
I said you missed nothing then.
I think the Yankees game was somewhat exciting, but I mean, the Yankees, this division is over. The only thing for me about the Yankees is Aaron Judge, and they cut into every at-bat for him on the Phillies game.
That's what I meant. I mean, yeah. I was watching the Yankees game, but if you're watching the Phillies game, you get a chance to see Aaron Judge look, try to hit 61.
Was wonderful. Nice. And thank the Philadelphia Phillies for last night's performance. How good is that?
It pains me. To thank
Why?
Anything
Why?
Philly, because I just don't like Philly.
Nobody likes Philly, but
here's the other thing too.
Sometimes you have to be bigger than Philly.
Here's the other thing too, which I don't like, and it bothered me at the time, and it still bothered me today, is that when I was in Vegas, I got a chance to sit down with Cam Atkinson for a little bit, plays for the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome guy.
So it bothers you that he's awesome?
Awesome. Really enjoyed talking to him.
A couple of things behind the scenes I'll bring up that make it awkward. And a happy Friday to everyone. Happy Friday to you, Rick, by the way. Thrilled to
Thank
be doing
you.
The show. Joe Flacco with us later today, 7:15.
Cool Joe Flacco, man.
Yeah, Joe Flacco, man. We got Around the League, 6:45. Joe Flacco, 7:15. We've got Little Frenzy, 7:30. NFL picks moments after that. Two things very noticeable I need to get off my chest right away. Number one, sent you a text yesterday. No response. Nothing. Nada.
Sent me a text?
Yep.
Well, I didn't get a text from you.
Then your phone.
Oh, you did. I did. Yeah, the screen. Yep, I got it.
Mm-hmm. And nothing.
Well, I didn't. You wanted a response. I just thought it was something that you...
Oh, stop it. Didn't want a response? I thought it warranted a response. No?
Listen, I appreciated it. I was very busy yesterday.
All right. And secondly, RJ is in a nasty mood today.
I have not heard him this nasty ever.
You guys don't know me then, because it gets a lot worse.
Oh, no.
Honestly, RJ, what do you have to be so nasty about?
The line is being drawn now. The line is being drawn. You guys are bullies?
We're bullies. Santiago, hysterical in the background. What did we do to bully you, RJ?
Because the jokes start now before the Zoom. I'm all for the air, but now then it's personal. So what will happen is you can't actually physically fight the bully, but I can verbally fight you, and I think I'll do well.
So you're going to verbally fight us?
I will go as far as you want to go.
Now, what did I say that was so upsetting to you?
Listen, it's a continuous stream of the short jokes, which on the air
it
are
wasn't
funny.
A short joke. All I said was, because you came on, you know what? I had a second thought. I'm going to the game tomorrow. Are you going on K seats or do you get your own tickets, by the way?
I got my own tickets.
All right, are you in the bleachers?
No, so I won't actually catch it. I'm not in the bleachers.
You said, if I catch that ball, guys, I'm thinking about it, I would sell it if it's $2.5 million, right? You had that realization?
Well, yes, because the one you said was $100,000. You said $2 million, yes.
60, which has already happened, $100,000. 61, 62 will be worth exponentially more.
Sure.
And I said, boy, I said, I could only imagine you getting thrown around out there in the bleachers, and you became, Rick, what did I say that was so wrong?
Where were you going with the joke?
It wasn't a high joke. You're not a man of tremendous.
I agree, but then the jokes, they snowballed from there. Listen, I won't go back and forth. I will go as far as you go, but I will one up you every time, and I think I'll win. So we'll go as far as you want to go.
Hey, Rick, what is happening with
you? You will get hammered.
He had some kind of conversation with somebody.
I think his wife told him, RJ, I'm sick of it.
No.
You don't stand up for you. Here's what it was. Rick.
No, it wasn't.
If you don't stand up for yourself, I'm leaving you.
Absolutely not. But I think this is a thing you like to needle. But at some point, you need to push back or else it keeps going. But I think that you consider yourself a wordsmith of sorts, but I think you're entering...
A craftsman.
You're entering an arena where you won't be favored, I'm telling you.
But here's the thing.
What?
I've actually made a concerted effort to not make height jokes and haven't made them in a very long time.
This is a warning to the both of you.
I don't believe you.
This is a warning to the both of you.
Rick, what is happening?
You said that he'd get mauled.
But it wasn't a height joke.
What was the implication
then? He's a smallish guy. He would get thrown around like a rag doll in the bleachers,
Consider it a warning, and we'll go as far as you want to go.
Wow.
What did
someone
you think
got,
you
someone
saying?
Got in his ear.
Not a single person got in my ear.
Obviously someone got in your ear. Because for you to take this tact of now you're putting your foot down.
A year and a half is long enough. And we'll listen. The ball is in your hands, my friend.
Now you're going to swing it?
Yep.
Wow.
And boy,
puts us in a real difficult spot, though.
Boy, do I have some absolute scud.
Have you written them down?
No, it comes naturally. I'm really good at this.
Ryan, fire him.
Really good at this.
Wow.
I don't like where this is headed.
I wouldn't if I were you either. I don't think it's a safe space for you.
Who is the easier person? About me. Who is the easier person that you have planned attacks on?
You.
Great. Then, Rick, I think you go very aggressive with the height jokes.
I don't.
You don't even have anything on you.
He's on the edge right now. I can't even. See?
I mean, Ray, you're trapped in a room with this animal.
Ray would take my side.
I'm not worried about him at all. It's not me he's mad at.
You power rank him the dumbest person on the show regularly. Whose side do you think it's going to be on?
Everything that's being said right now is probably going right over his head anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
See, there you go. And then you wonder why he gets nasty and why I get nasty.
It's fine. All right. So we'll get back to making fun of the guys a little bit later, but let's get into the sports at the moment. So I got to tell you, the Yankees are a very good team. They're going to win the division. They're going to get into the postseason. We all know those things are true. The juice and electricity at Yankee Stadium now is for one reason and one reason only, and that is Aaron Judge.
That's it. I mean, you can feel it. I mean, listen, you're the cameraman there on his last at bat. You don't want to miss 61. As soon as that ball hit the bat, the camera flies up in there. I'm like, okay, there it is.
But
you're starting to see now, man. I mean, this is a Red Sox team that has nothing. I mean, they're not playing for anything. He's not going to get many pitches to hit. And if he misses that one pitch per at bat, this is when it's going to start getting...
It's going to get hard now.
Harder and harder, yeah. But he's done a really good job.
Because I know you said you'd want to go after him and be the guy that challenged him and tells his grandkids, hey, I beat him. But it doesn't feel like a lot of guys want to be telling grandkids anything. It feels like a lot of guys are going to pitch around him now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think... Waka had great numbers. He hadn't had a hit off of Waka. I mean, he was, 0 for 14 against Waka. And those first couple of bats, no, he had no interest in going after him.
No interest. He didn't get any pitches to hit.
A couple. Eventually, he got a couple pitches to hit.
Well, he struck out, right? Struck out swinging.
Yeah, that was with the bases loaded. No, not with the bases. Was that with the bases loaded? No,
I think it was two on.
Two
maybe?
On. Well, that was after Higashioka had the sack fly.
Yeah, it was 1-0. I think there were one or two on, and he struck out swinging.
Yeah, Judge and Torres both struck out. Yeah,
but that's the thing. He's not going to get a lot to see. And I wonder because he's been almost like Teflon, right? Nothing has bothered him. Nothing has affected him. He's been unbelievable. I wonder if he goes through the weekend without hitting a home run. If it starts to manifest itself in I can't get it. Like it's taken a couple days. I can't get it.
Maybe. Listen, I mean, we've seen it happen before. Right? Like, I mean, he prides himself on his plate discipline. The guy's still chasing the Triple Crown, right? So like, he can't afford to give a bat away.
Not chasing, winning in the Triple Crown race.
Oh, he's winning, but he's. That's Bogaerts with a big 0 for last night, which was nice. But I mean,
Arise did as well, didn't he?
He is in the midst of one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen. And at this point, why would you change what you've done the entire season?
Right, which is he's had great plate discipline for a big guy. And you said it the other day, and you make a lot of good points. It's a very good point by you. And that watch Stanton's at-bats. Stanton is a slugger. Stanton is a home run hitter. Watch his at-bats. It looks like there are times he's flailing, and it looks like there are times he's completely guessing. Like, no one would say Giancarlo Stanton is a very good hitter. He's got more power than maybe anyone in baseball, but I wouldn't consider him a great hitter. Aaron Judge's plate approach and the way he hits is, for a guy that has that kind of prodigious power, almost second to none.
Yeah, a guy with the size of his strike zone, too. I mean, no one in the league has been taken advantage of more with that low pitch that's not a strike that gets called a strike. And he's managed to work past that, but he's turned himself into a good hitter.
He's a terrific hitter.
Like, think about where we're at. I mean, like, there's a lot of people that Buster only said it. This is, again, and sometimes I think we become prisoners of the moment, but, you know, Judge is clean, which you put into this, you bake into this whole thing. But Buster only, when he was trying to make his point about this being one of the, I think he said the greatest offensive season, was how hard it is to hit now. Right? Like, this isn't, you're not in a spot where you're seeing the starting pitcher for, you know, four at bats.
Right.
This is a starting pitcher's in there. Maybe you see him twice. Then all of a sudden, it's a cavalcade of guys out of the bullpen that throw 100 plus.
Right. This is not 1927 where Babe Ruth is seeing a guy who's at 127 pitches and is pitching on 2 days rest.
Yeah. And it's hard to hit now, especially when you're going to try to, I mean, you see a lot of these guys that are focused on launch angle and hitting home runs. They're not leading the league in batting average. Most of them don't care about batting average.
Right. In fact, teams don't care about batting average.
Yeah, well, they have everyone brainwashed that batting average doesn't matter. But, I mean, this guy he's an old school, even last night, right? Like the play he made from right field to start the ninth inning.
Well, they're gunning him out?
I mean, who knows what happens there? I mean, if he doesn't make a perfect, like that was a, I don't think I'm overselling this. When I say perfect, IKF didn't have to move. It was an absolute seed on a line right to IKF, who just like sat there like a catcher, caught it, and then I don't even know if he had to move his glove to place the tag. It was so perfect. But if that doesn't happen, and he doesn't make that throw, now all of a sudden we're talking about a leadoff double
right
to start the inning.
And maybe you lose this game. Did you think he had it in the ninth inning, by the way?
I did.
Yeah, so did I.
I told you because you heard the sound off the bat. And then the camera flying up, I was like, okay, I think he got it. And maybe because it was colder at night. I mean, you saw it started to get a little cool last night, but I can't imagine. That's the thing, though. I said this to you the other day because I was going to actually go play hockey for the first time in a while with goalie pads on.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm putting myself in that whole mindset. And I was thinking, like, there were those days that you would just, you know, you'd wake up, you'd get to the rink, you'd put your skates on, and your legs would just be shot. And no matter what you did, no matter how much you stretched, how much you got massaged, nothing, like you just, your legs felt gross. They were heavy and you felt like trash. Like just like those things that we as fans don't really even think about. It's just like, okay, we see them on the field and we'll judge them on how they play. Like, I can't imagine right now what's actually like, because he looks so calm. Like, what's going on in his mind as he stands up there?
Has he ever not looked calm? I've never seen him. Look overwhelmed. I've never one time seen the moment look too big for him. It is remarkable the way this guy's able to act.
Yeah, as much as you want to pretend like he's not thinking about it, I mean, he's got his family there, his wife's there.
The Marises are there.
Yeah, everybody is there to see him chanting MVP.
The numbers on Yes are insane. I'm watching the Phillies-Braves game. They're cutting into every at-bat. They're going to do the same thing tonight from Apple TV, right on ESPN and Fox Sports. Like, this is a huge moment. And it looks like he's just like, okay, it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just going to go up there. I'm going to stick to what I do. This is the plan.
And if I walk, I walk. And if I get a pitch to hit. And that's the thing. He's not going to get a lot of pitches to hit.
No.
I mean, maybe two a game, decent pitches to hit.
He had a couple last night. And that's, I mean, you saw that with Barry Bonds. I mean, Barry Bonds wasn't getting anything to hit.
And every time he did, he parked it into the drink in right field.
Yep.
It was amazing. Really, these guys are amazing. Here is Aaron Judge.
Good win, though, for them last night.
Yeah, good win. I mean, let's yes, good win. it doesn't really matter at this point, right? Division is over. Not going to catch Houston. But yes, a good win. Did you think the ball in the ninth inning was gone? Here's Judge.
No. Just got underneath it a little bit. Pretty windy night, so I was hoping maybe it was blowing out in the time I was hitting, but just missed it. But it lined up for a nice little JD walk-off, that's for sure.
See, it's always about something else.
Always. He does not make it about himself. I mean, just taking the walks the way he takes the walk. I mean, he's leading off games, and his focus is just get on base. Because it's not about him right now. It's about this team winning. Because he knows. He's smart enough to realize that it's going to happen for him, right? I'll say it. I hope he wins the Triple Crown. I'm not a Yankees fan, but I like the guy. I hope he wins the Triple Crown. But the real playoff...
I'll say it. I'll come out and say it. You didn't say anything terrible.
Okay, but the real payoff for the season, like, he's no dummy. Like, you want to start talking about one of the great seasons of all time, the payoff would be he has this season, mashes in the postseason, and they win the World Series. That takes this thing to a whole different level. Whole different level this season.
Yes. Now it becomes one of the... I mean, it's already one of the great seasons, but... If he's bad in the postseason and they bow out, and I can't imagine he'd be bad, but they bow out in that DS, it loses luster. It loses some of the shine on this great year.
Well, then it was a great regular season.
It was
right?
a great regular season, but see, he couldn't produce in the postseason. But I don't think we'll see that. By the way, we talk about batting average. Only 12 guys in all of baseball are above 300. 300 or above, I should say. Only 12.
Well, this is why. I mean, this is exactly why they're banning shifts and everything else. It's not what people want to see.
No. Base hits are do not happen.
I don't want to go to a game and see a guy who plays every day, and I look up at the scoreboard and his batting average is like 197.
Yeah. Well, then you should avoid watching Joey Gallo play baseball. All right. 1-800-919-3776. Yankees to start. Obviously, calls are going to be very important today because I want to hear your take on Aaron Judge. And we're going to do a lot of football. Jets with a big game on Sunday. Very excited for that one. And the Browns with a good, solid win last night at home against Pittsburgh.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Joe, is this Rockville Center, Joe?
Dave.
Joe.
Rick. What's up? It's Joe. How are you guys?
Joe, how are you?
Joe, it's sexy when you breathe heavy into the phone like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
Are you in Rockville Center?
Good. Maybe. It's different locations. Give out to the public.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Asterix. Asterix.
Asterix?
Asterix.
On 98.7 ESPN.
That was a weird call, huh? The guy
that was weird.
Heavy breathing in the 5 o'clock hour.
It's Speaking of heavy breathing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to tie this together, but it made me think about it. So my mom's in town. So Mickey's
Should
in
I
town.
Interrupt you and just start something else?
No, you can if you want.
No, I
don't
want to.
So Mickey's in town, and she, we're sitting around yesterday, and she says to me, "You remember so-and-so?" I was like, I played along. I had no idea. I'm like, "Yeah, okay." She's like, "Yeah, he got married. No, he texted me, and he said that he wanted to grab dinner while I was up here." And I was like, "Oh, that's great. You can go a little date." She's like, "Yeah, but it got weird." I was like, "Well, how did it get weird?" He started texting some weird stuff, and then all of a sudden I opened up my phone and there was a picture, and I was like, "Oh no." I was like, "What kind of picture?" It was a picture of him in the mirror with his shirt off.
Oh my god.
Like, what?
Wait, this is a man like your mom's age?
Yes, I was like,
and so we're talking about someone in their 70s.
It's like, yeah, mid-60s, mid to late 60s.
Oh.
I was like, you're like almost 70. You're sexting? Like, what is happening right now?
And why would she tell you this? This is your mom.
She's like, it creeped me out. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Yeah, you think?
You think? You know, you creep me out.
And she's still considering going on a date with this guy?
No, that was it.
But she was going to until you got into her ear.
I think she was on the fence. On the fence after
What a creeper, huh?
The topless picture.
Oh, God. It knows no boundaries.
Oh,
no,
none.
Guys know no boundaries. Oh, what a creep. Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. But you tied that into the heavy breathing well.
I couldn't imagine that, though. Like, especially if it wasn't like a good bit. It's like if you didn't have a good body, it's like, yeah, you want something. Like,
maybe he did. Maybe he was a rock.
No, he wasn't.
She showed you the picture?
No, she explained it wasn't.
She showed you the picture, didn't she?
No.
Come on, be honest. Come clean. I'm not going to judge anybody. She showed you the picture.
Well, yeah, it was not a great shot.
She showed you the picture. I knew it. She explained. Of course she showed it to you. You shouldn't be embarrassed. You've done nothing wrong.
I've done nothing.
You've done nothing wrong.
Some would say I'm too good of a son.
I don't think anybody says that.
No, probably not.
No. You're not a great son.
I'm a terrific son. What are you, nuts?
You're fine. I think you're fine.
I'm elite.
Sure you are. So Joe Flacco going to join the show at 7:15 this morning. A lot of conversation to have with him. I think we got to ask him, like, if he plays great this week, does he expect to be the starter next week, right?
I would imagine he probably does, no?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Don't his teammates?
At 7:15 when he joins us. Yeah, you would think so, right? If you were his teammate, if you go out there and you beat the Bengals and he plays well, how do you not start him next week?
I guarantee right now, open up the phone lines, you will get a majority of people that say Zach Wilson has to play.
Zach Wilson has to play this year. Zach Wilson does not have to play in week 4.
I'm just telling you. Listen, I know exactly how they'll spin it because, again, this is like the locker room dynamic is important right now. It's very important, especially coming off of what happened last season. You won 4 games. Like, they brought in veteran guys to help these young guys because they want to start winning some games because there is a little bit of pressure. Like, solid coming out with the receipt stuff, team response, miraculous win. But everyone in that locker room doesn't want to hear about, you know, a guy having to, you know, to go through the ups and downs to try to learn how to play quarterback. They want to win. And if if they win this game, how they'll spin it is, you know, Zach's just, he's not 100% yet. We want to make sure when he's back, he's fully ready.
Correct.
Physically, and remember they said mentally. Physically and mentally ready.
Mentally is ridiculous.
Well, but that's what leaves the door open.
But you can't say we're not going to bring him back till he's mentally capable. What happens if he's never mentally capable?
Okay, but that's why you say mentally, because everyone's going to see him on the field running around and he looks fine. So how would you describe? Well, why is he not back? He looks healthy. Well, you know, he's not fully there. But the whole, you know, he's got to have the mental part of it, too.
There'll be one little piece there, right? Like, he's not 100%. We want to wait till he's 100%. And we can because Joe Flacco has been so good. Now, Kay, your guy, is he still your guy?
I think he's mad at me right now.
I think so as well. Now, is this your thing, by the way? You just don't return texts?
No, I didn't. I never received his text.
So you never received his text?
No.
You received mine and chose to not respond to it, right?
I did not. I just assumed it was just sent as a, hey, check this out, as opposed to I had to respond to it.
Well, you didn't have to. I think it would have been nice. I took the time to take a screenshot and sent it to you. I thought you'd enjoy it.
I did, but I think I would assume you knew what my response was going to be.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. All right, so here's your guy, former guy, whatever you want to say, the Michael K. on the Michael K. Show. Disagrees with us, says Flacco cannot start when Wilson is healthy.
Why?
Why?
I don't understand it. What good does it do? Don asked the best question earlier in the week. Do you believe that they're a playoff team if they play Flacco the whole year? No. Then what's the point? Now, if you tell me, if you could guarantee me they'll win 10, 11 games and make the playoffs if they keep Flacco in there, I can almost buy it a little bit. You're still setting back Zach Wilson, but they're not a playoff team with Flacco or with Wilson. Don't you owe it to yourself to find out what Wilson is?
But nobody's saying don't play Zach Wilson. We're just saying maybe don't play Zach Wilson in week four.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. We always forget this, though. We can sit here and pretend like we know what's going to happen. Michael's right. The Jets aren't a playoff team, but everyone inside that locker room believes that every time they step on the field, they can win that game, and they won't have the best opportunity to win that game. And I'm telling you, like the quarterback has to be the unquestioned leader of your team. It's not as simple as, okay, he's healthy, he's back. He hasn't shown anyone anything yet. This isn't
nothing.
Like, you know, I mean, this isn't Josh Allen got hurt, and you know, once he's back, with Josh Allen's the quarterback. Everyone knows that Josh Allen is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. When he's back, of course we want him back. You can't just give Zach Wilson the job back if the team keeps winning.
If Joe Flacco is really good and the Jets beat the Bengals, I don't know how you could say if Zach Wilson is healthy week four, yet you just pull the trigger, make the change. I don't understand how you can do that.
Zach Wilson is the quarterback, right? Zach Wilson is the quarterback.
Zach Wilson
of this
is
team.
The only guy that has the potential to be the quarterback of the future on this team. It's not even a discussion.
Let's hope we're still having the same conversation on Monday, that they actually did beat the Bengals.
I hope we do.
He said we. I love it.
No, you and I hope we have
that
conversation.
Oh, I thought you meant us as Jets fans.
Yeah, that's what I mean, me and you as Jets fans.
Why can't you just root for my happiness? Why can't I one time?
I just said I hope we're having that conversation. I want the Jets to win. I want New York football to be relevant desperately.
All right, good. As long as we straighten that out.
But that's what I just, you know, it's amazing. I just said, I hope that's the conversation we're having. And you're like, why can't you just root for my happiness?
I want you
laterally rooting for the Giants now.
I want you to laterally root for the Jets.
I'm laterally rooting for the Jets.
Good. Okay. I feel like we've become closer.
Horizontally,
today.
Laterally, every way. I hope the Jets win this game.
It's just, it's not, I don't know if it's as easy as everyone wants to make it sound.
Whether it's week four, week six, week seven, Zach Wilson is going to be your quarterback for the
season. Zach Wilson is your future.
Yes.
Zach Wilson is your future, but at the same time, we don't know, but at the same time, you're still like, as a coach, like Robert Saleh is still trying to establish himself. And you can't sit in front of a room of 52 other guys and tell them that, you know, I'm all about winning and we're going to do whatever it takes to win football games. And a majority of the guys in that locker room, because you just beat, you know, you just beat Cleveland, now you just beat Cincinnati. We're going to believe at the moment, if Flacco plays well, that pulling Zach Wilson out, pulling Joe Flacco for Zach Wilson is going to give them the best chance to win.
And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. And DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Do you think there's any carryover this week from last week with that, I mean, just miraculous victory?
I think there should be some sort of good vibes, confidence carried over. Yeah, I mean, I don't care what anyone was saying on the sidelines. Now they've given us a chance. Like, no one felt like they had a chance.
No. They had no chance. The fact that they won that game still doesn't make sense. They won that game. They had zero chance to win it.
Yeah, I would not have won a better. I would not have wanted to be a part of that film session in Cleveland watching that last couple
of minutes. They rebounded nicely, though.
They did. Well, it's good. I mean, sure, it's better to get back on the field, right?
Well, that's like what we talk about with baseball, right? You have an awful loss, you're back at it the next day. So you have an awful loss, you're back at it. In essence, in football, that's the next day, right?
There's nothing worse than having to sit on a bad loss or a bad performance.
That was brutal.
Ugh.
That was brutal.
It was awful. I mean, the amount of things that had to go wrong for them to lose that game.
That's the thing that drives me crazy as a fan. It's like when one of 10 things has to happen for your team to win the game and you can't get any one of them to happen.
That's one of those losses you look at back. I mean, you'll look back at the end of the season. Like if you're
a game out or you miss something by, oh, you go crazy. You lose your mind.
It'd drive you nuts.
Yeah, absolutely lose your mind. Let's go to Dave in the truck. Dave, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing real well, Dave. Real well.
All right. Well, listen. I'm angry.
Uh-oh.
I can't stand the Dallas Cowboys fans like Ray Santiago. And I'm calling you out, Ray. Leave Rothenberg alone. Just because he's a Giant fan and we have Daniel Jones who stinks doesn't mean you can sit back and say, oh, Dallas is going
to I am perfectly content to leave all of you alone. But none of you want to leave me alone. Like Dave is constantly attacking me. What do you want me to do? Just
attacking
step back and
you.
Take it?
I'm a pleasure. What did I do to attack you?
Continue, David.
Dave is a national treasure. You leave him alone, Santiago. Mm-hmm. I mean this in all fun, though. And I'm sick of the Yankee fans calling out my Mets fans, too. It's a new time. The Mets, the Giants, we're starting to shine. I don't care. I'm tired of sitting back there. Oh, well, you know, we're going to be good. We're going to be all. No. We're going to be great. That's it. I don't want to hear it. And we're going to win Monday night. I guarantee it. I want to guarantee it.
He locks it in. Thanks for the call, Dave. Very emotional call.
I consider Daniel Jones a national treasure.
Your owner said that Cooper Rush might take the starting reins if this continues well.
Yeah, well, he loves attention. I told you my opinions on the owner. I don't know what else you want me to tell us. It's not Jerry Jones defender.
You have a lot to say as a Cowboys fan. You know that?
I have a lot to say about a lot of things.
You're a very opinionated guy.
I like it.
Do you?
I think Santiago is one of the smartest guys on the show. I think his football takes
are spot on. What do you mean one of the
on.
Smartest? There's four people on the show.
I think he's one of the smartest.
Well, at worst, he's fourth.
I think I'm just telling you right now, if I'm power ranking smartest.
Yeah, why don't you power rank the intelligence of people on the show?
I've already done it once.
Do it. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
I have. God forbid I say anything nasty about RJ. I mean, he's already got scuds all ready to rock and roll. But I will. I'll go RJ 1.
God.
I'll go Santiago.
I know everything that happens in these walls.
You're going Santiago 2.
I'll go Dave 3.
This is pathetic.
I'll go me 4.
Yeah, this is the version of my email. It's the verbal version of my email.
Yep.
Smart move by you, though. I appreciate the tactic.
It's pathetic.
No,
what
it's
it is.
Smart.
It's not. Because he's saying, I'm scared and I won't be honest.
He's being a good teammate.
You lay it up.
I don't think he has anything to be scared of.
Yeah, he's being a good teammate.
He's scared of you because God knows what you... I think it's fair to say you're unstable.
He's being a good teammate.
And then RJ has thrown out daggers as to what he's capable of, and I think Rick is a little nervous.
I think it's just further proof of how secure I really am.
Yeah, he's Aaron Judge yesterday is talking, you know, they're asking about how great he is. He's talking about Josh Donaldson's walk-off. That's what Rick's doing.
That wouldn't be me.
We know.
Well, we know. We know.
Very nice. You just had a family member call in. I didn't know your family was up this early.
That wasn't funny. Like you're better. You typically have great zingers and one-liners and attacks. That was not one of your better ones.
It's a PG version.
People love me. And I think that pains all of you, that people look at me as the guy.
Who are these people?
The people. If you line them up right now, people look at them, they affiliate, associate with me.
The same people that conducted the fakakted Family Feud responses?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And you can't get over that, can you?
All the people can think whatever they want about you. We know the truth back here. We know what you're all about.
I'm a lovable guy.
You are a good guy.
You all love me. You in a court of law, if you were under oath and it said, do you love him, you would have to say yes.
Yeah.
You know what the nice thing is, though? We're not in a court of law right now.
Yeah, so now you can be jerks.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Joe Flacco, Joe, Dave Rothenberg, and Rick DiPietro. How are you this morning?
Yeah, can't complain, guys. How are you?
We're good. So you've been around this game for a long time, and I know you've had bigger wins than this past weekend. Was that the craziest win you've ever had in your career?
You know, without putting too much thought into it, I'd have to say yes. I mean, it was just being on the sideline and kind of assuming that the game was going to be over at a certain point. And then the next thing you know, like, you know, 5 minutes later, you're in the locker room with a victory. It was pretty crazy.
Joe, what was it like? I saw some of the videos you dancing around. Like, what was it like? Yeah. I mean, how important was that win for the team moving forward here?
Hey man, wins are, you know, obviously there's a lot of teams that win a lot of games in this league every year, but you know, I don't care how many times you've won a game in the NFL, it's a special thing. It's a special feeling. They're hard to come by. And it can do a lot for a team. You know, that's the nature of this business. It's all about winning football games. Winning cures a lot of things and it gets people in the right state of mind. And, you know, it's probably tough to quantify how much it can do for, you know, for a specific team.
Your head coach said some things last week, actually on the station, about taking receipts. And I don't know your thoughts on that. And a lot of people had negative thoughts, and some didn't think it was a big deal whatsoever. But you know, that was going to be an issue, right? If the Jets would have lost that game, you guys would have lost that game to the Browns. I think that would have been something that was brought up. Does that just shut people up? Like, is it great to say my coach said this and we responded in such a phenomenal way at the end of that game?
Listen, I think people want to make such a big deal about everything. Like, what do you expect them to say? Of course he's taking receipts, you know? You know, that's what probably anybody is at least thinking. As a player, when you hear your head coach say that, it just kind of confirms how you feel he feels about us. You know, I think we already know that, but for him to go out there and on, you know, publicly and kind of say that, it's just, you know, it shows players how much I think, you know, this team means to him. And I think for us as players, it makes us even more want to go out there and play for him and play for each other and make sure we can do our end of, you know, hold up our end of that.
Starting quarterback for the New York Jets, Joe Flacco, joins us here on the show. Joe, what was the biggest difference from week one to week two? Offense week one wasn't very good. Week two, I thought was good. What was the biggest difference that you noticed?
Well, listen, there's still some things in there that we kind of, you know, maybe got away with a little bit and kind of hurt ourselves with. I think that was the biggest thing from week one, you know, along with not getting off to the fastest start. But games happen like that in the NFL. I think in week one, we kind of just, you know, let the feeling of the game get to us a little bit. And then even though it was a little bit of a stretch to kind of get back in that game, if we didn't make the mistake, we would have. I think week two, we just did a better job of staying locked in mentally, you know, maybe getting off to a little bit quicker start, putting some points up in the first half, and, you know, just playing some more consistent football. We went into the week, you know, obviously having to worry about their pass rushers and feeling like we had to run the ball a little bit. You know, they were going to make us go the long, hard way and all those things. So I think we were able to do some of those things early on to get us going.
Do you anticipate any kind of a carryover? I mean, that was an emotional win. You're dancing, team's so excited. Do you think that carries over at all to this game against Cincinnati or wipe the slate clean and let's go fresh?
Like we talked about, wins definitely do a lot for confidence in football teams. So I think over the long haul, that it's definitely going to be a big thing. Week to week, you know, you have to deal with the emotions of all the different types of outcomes. I mean, going into the Browns game, we had to deal all week with the fact that we lost the game and we were 0-1. You know, everybody's talking about, are you going to go 0-2? And now we have to kind of come down from that high that we just hit on Sunday and in some ways do the same thing. You know, have that focus to go in on Sunday and strictly play the Cincinnati Bengals and make sure that we show up. So I think each week presents its challenges, and the more this team kind of grows together, the more that we'll figure out who we are. And I love the look that we have in our eyes at this point. And I think everybody's focused on, you know, going in there on Sunday, and the last one's behind us.
Joe Flacco joins us here on the show. Joe, how impressed were you with Garrett Wilson?
Well, yeah, it's funny. Everybody wants to talk about Garrett now because he had two touchdowns and, you know, game winning, and he's a rookie. And, you know, I think he's one of those guys that you can see it from pretty early on, meaning the first time you see him catch a football, that he had the ability to do it and that he had the want to go out there and make it happen. So, impressive, yes. And I guess that's what you asked, but not very surprised about
it. Not surprised, yeah.
Joe, I got to ask you this, and I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I think it's necessary to ask. If you go out there and play really well this weekend and your team wins this game, and I know it's the coaching staff that will decide this, should you be the starting quarterback for week four against Pittsburgh?
No, listen, I'm happy to have, you know, to be and to have been able to put this team in an opportunity, to kind of set up the rest of our season. But when Zach gets healthy, I'm excited for him to get out there and let it fly a little bit. So, like I said, anytime you get a chance to play in this league, you're grateful for the opportunity. And I just want to continue to go out there and play the best I can and continue to put ourselves, you know, our team, in a chance to win some football games.
Joe, now I made this point to Dave earlier that just watching you after that game, and you mentioned it, I mean, how important winning is, how hard it is to win. And I don't care what the sport is. And you could tell, like, you're dancing around how much fun you guys were having. But you've already won a Super Bowl. You've made plenty of money. Now, like, how much fun are you having just playing football right now? Like, what level of enjoyment? You're 37 years old, like, kind of freed up. You've seen everything. You've done everything. It's like, is this a different kind of feeling for you at this point?
Not necessarily, man. Like, just getting yourself ready for a game on Sunday, it feels the same as it did, you know, 15 years ago and 20 years ago. And obviously I think, you know, it's kind of crazy how everything's on social media these days. So everybody sees the locker room, and kind of what happens, but you see the reaction of, me and Coach Sala kind of coming into the locker room, and then all the guys in there waiting for everybody to come in and, you know, to really start going. So I think you can see just from that picture, you know, why anybody would be crazy to give up playing this game. It's, you know, I'm 37 years old. I'm going to a fall ball game the next night, and I'm hanging out with, you know, the other 40-year-old dads, and I can, you know, you can kind of tell, like, you can kind of tell they're like, man, how cool was that? You know, like, I'm living a kid's life, getting to play the game that I love, and, you know, it's unbelievable.
It is pretty cool. What's your relationship with Zach Wilson?
That's awesome, man. I mean, you know, our QB room's great. I think we've had a bunch of guys that can, you know, that have played at a high level and, you know, have to put some things aside at certain points. But, like, we have a great QB room. We have a lot of fun in there. You know, we push each other to work hard and get better. So I've been having a lot of fun, and Zach's a great young kid. You know, that's why, you know, like I said, I'm excited to see him get out there and play when he's healthy.
All right, Joe, let's get to the nuts and bolts here. Cincinnati Sunday, you guys beat them last year, so there's going to be a sense of urgency. They're 0-2. What are some of the challenges that Cincinnati is going to present this weekend?
Yeah, listen, I mean, obviously they're the AFC champions from a year ago. They got a really good football team, and they make it hard for you. Obviously they did come in here, and we played a really good game against them last year. They turned the ball over in their first game and still had a chance to come back and win the game. Last week they got down early and still had a chance to win the game. So they're going to fight for 60 minutes no matter what. And I think the first two games, you know, they could be sitting here after 2 weeks feeling a lot differently if, you know, one or two plays goes a little different. So, you know, they're a really good football team, and the NFL always comes down to, you know, winning the games at the end, and it's just probably a little bit unfortunate for them that they haven't had that happen in the last 2 weeks. So we're ready for a battle on Sunday, and we're going to have to be our best.
All right, so Joe, do you have a favorite baseball team? Yeah, you said you're at fall ball. Like, Yankees, Mets, do you have a favorite team?
You're putting me on the spot here to pick a favorite
okay,
New York
don't,
team.
Who's your team?
Don't pick a side.
Putting you right on the spot.
No, I'm a baseball fan, but I don't necessarily have a favorite team.
Okay, but you pay attention to Major League Baseball, so you know what Aaron Judge is doing right now, right?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. As a guy, see, because we've been asked the question a couple different times. You know, player betting on himself, is this that, and what he's doing, is it the greatest season? I always would bring you up, Joe Flacco betting on himself, winning a Super Bowl. That's freaking impressive. Like, kind of take us behind the curtain a little bit. Like, you did it. How much added pressure was that going into the season and throughout the entirety of the season?
Well, I think as an athlete, it's different than, like, people are looking at it in, like, terms of betting on themselves. Like, pretty sure Aaron Judge knows that he's a really good baseball player, you know?
Yeah.
And he knows what other guys are getting paid. And he's just, like, it's pretty simple from that point. You know what I mean? I don't think he probably put the pressure on himself to have to go out there and hit 65 home runs in order to prove to everybody that he's a good baseball player. He could have hit 35 home runs and you know, had 110 RBIs and done, you know, he could have had a normal season, but a really good season. And he's still that same player. Like, you know, obviously when you get into the realm that he's in now, it does switch things up a little bit. But I mean, I'm pretty sure we all knew he was a pretty good baseball player. And I think that's probably his point. I mean, it's similar with myself. Like, it wasn't like I was really betting on myself. I was kind of just like, you know, it is what it is. And
it's just so impressive, though, you know? Like, I know, like, you were talking about how much time and effort and energy it takes to get ready for these games and how much pressure we put on ourselves as athletes. Like, just, I don't know. I have so much respect for you guys like you and Aaron Judge that, yeah, you know you're good, but, I mean, you decided to prove to everyone how good you were, and it paid off.
Yeah. I mean, in one respect, you can probably argue it's about the money, but in another respect, you know, it's not. It's just about believing in the fact that you're a good player and going out there and trying to prove it every day. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's pretty remarkable that you guys bet on yourselves like this or whatever you want to consider it and had such great success. Listen, Joe, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for a couple minutes. Good luck this weekend. Get the win for the Jets, and we'll see what the future holds for you guys.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
Good stuff. That, of course, is a man who won't tell us what baseball team, in fact, he roots for, the great Joe Flacco. Good stuff from Joe Flacco this morning.
Political answer.
What?
A very political answer.
Yeah, right down the middle.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, Rick, are you ready for a Friday morning special frenzy?
I can't wait for it. Love
it. You know the rules, people. Just get right to your question. That's it. It's simple. Your only rule is get right to your question, and then we will answer it, and that'll be that. 1-800-919-3776 on the phones, on the Twitter, at Rothenberg ESPN. You ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm just watching this video again. I've watched it like 6 times over the break.
Of what? The kid thinking he hit the home run and he didn't?
It's just, it's so good.
But he was so cocky about it, too.
Oh, he's pointing
he flips
to the
bat. He's slowly walking the bases. The ball is caught. It was thrown in.
Around second, he's pointing to the
Oh, he's pointing. He's so excited.
But the horror when he realizes.
Yeah. He realized when he's like 3 feet from home. My God.
I feel bad.
Don't so bad. Good.
Looks so good. Here we go. Matt in Poughkeepsie. Matt, you're on the frenzy.
What percent chance do you give New England winning their home opener against Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds?
He means the Ravens. He means the Ravens. I like it. Good listener.
I give them a 40% chance to win that game.
I have the hardest time with the Patriots. Just because I have so much respect for Bill Belichick.
You can't kill them because it's Belichick. They had a good win against Pittsburgh. They got throttled by Miami. Maybe Miami's better than we think they were going to be. I don't know. I don't have a great feel. I wouldn't be surprised if they won that game against Baltimore, though.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens.
Pittsburgh's offense stinks, though. Pittsburgh's offense
But
is
if
bad.
There was a defensive mind that would figure out a way to slow down Lamar Jackson,
can you slow him down, though? That's the problem, though. Can you slow him down?
We'll find out. All right, so the question was what percentage? I said 40. Now you're just hemming and hawing. What's
no, I'm not hemming and hawing. No, listen, I'm right there with Bill Belichick is – I have the utmost respect for him. I just don't know how good the Patriots are. I think the Baltimore Ravens are good – like outside of the fourth quarter last week, they're a really good team.
They are a really good team. And typically that never, ever happens with them. Mike in Islandia. Mike, you're on the frenzy.
How you doing, guys?
Oh, that's it. No, you're dead. And you know what? It makes sense because did you see who we wanted to talk about?
Cowboys.
That's right. So he couldn't handle it. Too much for him. Dan in Rockland. Dan, you're on the frenzy.
Will the Chargers rush Herbert back to play against a mediocre Jags team?
Yes.
And after the first two games, where do you think that they'll end up?
It looks like he's playing. I mean, he's practicing
He's
playing.
He's going to play. Where do I think he's going to wind up? Where do I think they'll wind up? I think they're very good. I think they're – listen, I don't think they're at the level of Buffalo and Kansas City.
They're a playoff team. Their coach still concerns me a little bit. But, yeah, they should be right there. I still think Kansas City is the best team in that division.
They better be. Yeah, I agree. I think Buffalo and Kansas City are clearly better. And after that, I think they're right in that next tier of teams in the AFC.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's go.
All right, I thought maybe you'd have something to say about it. That was a good point I made. Brian Bergen. Brian, frenzy, go.
When do I start to panic about Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson?
Panic? Not yet. I think concerns, but not panic. Let's see what they are this Sunday. This is a big game for them. If they go out and play really well and win this game, I think you're 2-1. You're not going to panic. If you go out there and you stink and he's awful again, I think maybe you start to panic a little bit.
Oh, he hasn't been good. And you're already hearing conversations that he's way over his head.
Who,
and
Hackett?
Some stuff, yeah, and then there's some stuff coming out of the...
Awful.
Well, there's some stuff coming out of the locker room now, too. Like some of the stuff you heard about Russ in Seattle, you're hearing some of the stuff now coming out of that locker room.
0.25. Is Joe Burrow the next Andrew Luck?
He's taking a beating.
Right, I guess that's the question.
Taking a beating. I don't want to believe that. I mean, they tried. I mean, they tried getting their offensive line right. I mean, he's taken a lot of hits. He got the crap beat out of him last year.
I say no.
I hope not. No.
I don't think he's going to be the next Andrew Luck. And I also think, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, I think Burrow is all football. I think Andrew Luck may have a lot of other interests outside of football.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, why else would you walk away? I mean, you heard Joe Flacco. At 37 years old, how much he loved football.
It's still phenomenal, right? It's still amazing. Chris, with a lot of numbers after, it says, is Jimmy G good enough to win the Super Bowl with the Niners? I mean, he was a play away from doing it once.
Well, he hasn't been good enough yet, and that's why they made the change. That's why they were going to make the change, because they feel like he has a ceiling. I mean, he's shown you can get him there.
He does have a ceiling, but, I mean, if they don't connect that big play to Tyreek Hill, they probably win that Super Bowl. I'm going to say yes,
well,
they can win.
If he makes the throw to Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, that's the play. He had it right there on his arm. Couldn't get it done. Orlando in Atlantic Highlands. I'm not familiar with that, but good morning, Orlando. You're on the frenzy.
If the Jets beat the Bengals this week, what's the realistic shot they go week 5, 3-1?
In Pittsburgh? I mean, you'd certainly give them a very good chance to win that game.
Going on the road to Pittsburgh is tough, but Pittsburgh's offense is not very good.
If you beat Cleveland on the road, Cincinnati at home, you have a chance to go on the road and beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, of course you have a chance. Pittsburgh's offense is not good. Mitchell Trubisky is not very good.
He's not very good. And they don't have their best player either.
TJ Watt's a humongous loss for that
team. Do I expect them to win that game? No. Would I give them a decent chance to win? Yeah, a decent chance. Corey in Greenwich. Corey, you're on the frenzy.
Can you pick 7 better teams than the Giants in the NFC, or is the Giants one of the 7 better teams in the NFC right now?
I will say that probably Giants are probably not one of the top 7 in the NFC, but let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Maybe they are. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe they're going to be a good team this year. I'm not there yet.
I'm not ready to say that yet, though.
No. Notch in Far Rockaway. Notch, you're on the frenzy.
Will the Giants be able to scheme up a way to neutralize the so-called Lawrence Taylor of the Dallas Cowboys so Saquon Barkley can get loose and we get a win Monday?
I don't know that all those things have to come true. Can they slow him down enough that they can move the ball? Listen, they haven't done it a lot against lesser defenses than this, so I don't know that I expect big things for the Giants offensively this week, but I don't know that means they don't win anyway. I think the Giants defense, and it looks like Thibodeau and or Ojulari are going to play, I don't think Dallas is going to score a lot of points either.
Well, I think they can try. I think, I mean, every team is trying to neutralize Micah Parsons. The question is, can you? And if they do slow down Saquon Barkley, which I'm sure that's going to be their focus, is can other guys step up on that offense?
I think the question is, can they slow down David Sills?
Oh, look at you.
He's good. Very good. Mike Maywood. Mike, let's go. Frenzy.
So if the Giants lose Monday night to the Cowboys, would you be disappointed? Meh? Is it a measuring stick game? What are your thoughts?
I'd be disappointed.
Devastated.
And I'd be exhausted because I'm going to get home at like 1:30, get to bed at 2:15, be up at 4, and I'll be belligerent and miserable on Tuesday morning.
Devastated. You'll be, devastated. I mean, then have to listen to Santiago for all of Tuesday.
Ugh. It would be absolutely. We can't end with that. There's got to be a Twitter question that we can ask. Let's see. Better game this week, Hurts or Wentz? Is that even a question? It's got to be Jalen Hurts.
I'm going Hurts.
It's got to be. All right, Kayvon's debut, over under 1.5 sacks. I'll say under. To expect
yeah,
two,
I'll go
sacks
under.
Two sacks in week one for him.
Oh, how excited would you be? Oh, my goodness. Lawrence Taylor in the building?
Then this is exactly what would happen.
That's Lawrence Taylor! That's Lawrence Taylor! And on that note, why don't we blow it dead and say goodbye to another gorgeous, gorgeous frenzy. Now, we've done a lot today. If you've missed any of the show, especially that 5 and 6 o'clock hour, it's available right now on the ESPN New York app or wherever you get your podcasts. Rick, is it fair to say you desperately need to hit some winners this week?
I desperately need to hit some winners.
Desperately. Fire up the football picks.
The DiPietro and Rothenberg NFL pick segment where Dave complains about the name.
So that's it. Just take shots at me in the new open.
That's right.
Deserved.
Not my fault you put together a crappy open when this thing got going.
That's fair, but I've stonewalled at the name, and that's what it'll be.
Okay, that's fine. So where are we now? RJ, you're sitting here at 4-2. Raymond, also 4-2. I am 3-3, and the tortoise is 1-5, which at this point is an embarrassing, embarrassing record. Rick, something's got to change. You want to go first this week?
No.
No.
No, I can if you want.
No. No, if it's too much for you, if you can't handle it, then no, I don't want
to. All right,
you
to. Yeah, let me have some confidence. I'll go first.
All right, you go first.
All right, here we go. I am going to start off. Just mention who's going to have the bigger day, Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts. I don't love the Commanders. I hate their name, and I think the Philadelphia Eagles are a really good football team. Weapons all over the place. Give me the Eagles, and I will lay the 6.5.
Wow.
Next pick. Spread is a little bit sketchy, a little fishy. Don't understand it. Open at 6.5, now at 5.5. I don't trust Indy. I thought they'd be good. They're not. I know they're getting wide receivers back, but Kansas City is a well-oiled machine. I will go Kansas City, and I will lay the 5.5. And then for my final pick, I hope this makes RJ happy because God forbid you make him mad, he just starts shooting scuds all over the place. I am going to take the Jimmy Garoppolo-led San Francisco 49ers against the Broncos and lay the 1.5.
Wow.
And there are my three picks.
All favorites. You see what he's doing?
Yep.
All favorites this week. All right, RJ, on the heels of Rick taking your beloved Niners Sunday night as the new year begins in the Jewish faith, what three games are you going to be taking?
All right, so not as exciting here. Rick, you and I now have gone through some ups and downs with you both in the show. Rick, you and I are aligned. Give me the Niners. This is a Jimmy spot. I think they got the better coach. I'm not sure they have the better quarterback with Garoppolo, but they play for him. You saw the faces of those guys when he came back in. I think this is a good spot for Jimmy, national TV, and people will love the Niners come Monday. The Colts are bad. The Colts are a bad football team. And this is a spot where Mahomes, there's a bunch of numbers to back it up. He wins in this spot. The question really is not whether the Chiefs will win. Will they cover the number? It dipped under 6, and I'm all over it. I think that means that the pro money, the big bettors are coming in to move this number, and I'm good with where it is under 6. Give me the Chiefs. And I'm taking another favorite. I'm not in on the Miami Dolphins. I know a lot of people are. Buffalo, when they win, they steamroll people. They're going to Miami. It's hot. I don't care. They're starting two rookie corners. Concerns me a little bit. But give me Buffalo -5.5.
Wow. So both of you guys went all favorites. Interesting.
I'm changing my strategy.
Interesting. All right, Raymond, we'll see if you go all favorites here. You're up.
I'm kind of troubled, but it really says a lot about the week that this is, because I'm in agreement with RJ on two of these, actually. I do think that Buffalo's just going to go down to Miami and just take it to the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are good. They're obviously much improved. They have so much speed. They're a dangerous team, but Buffalo's just that much better than everybody. You've seen how they've looked the last few games. They've got great offense. They've got great defense. Maybe Miami, maybe too hot, but I think it's still too much to handle for the Dolphins, so give me Buffalo in that one. I'm not going to be as polite about this one. Indianapolis sucks. Kansas City, still very good.
Wow.
Give me the Chiefs in that one.
I don't like this at all.
And I think you know where my last game is going to go. The Giants may be the favorite still by a point in this one, but I still think top to bottom, even with the backup quarterback, Dallas is the better team. The question is, can you slow down Saquon Barkley? Otherwise, what can you expect Daniel Jones to do to you? The answer to that question, I think, is not much. Give me Dallas on Monday Night Football.
My goodness. He guaranteed a win.
You did. You right in the face of everything the Giants stand for. All right. Here we go. I will take the New Orleans Saints laying 2.5 points in Carolina. Baker Mayfield is atrocious. I know that Winston is banged up, but their receivers are good. Sounds like Kamara is going to play, and that Saints defense is very good. Give me the Saints winning by a field goal or more on the road in Carolina.
I love that pick.
You like that pick?
I was going to take
You're not going to like my next two. Green Bay.
You can take Cincinnati?
Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Everyone, Tampa's so good. What's wrong with Green Bay? They have no Mike Evans. They have no Chris Godwin. They have, it looks like, no Julio Jones. They have no Russell Gage. Brady is now banged up. I'm going to take the Packers to go on the road. Good running game. Aaron Jones has been elite, and I think Rodgers will be good enough. I'll take the Packers at a pick'em to go down to Tampa and beat the Bucks. And my last game spits in the face of two of the three you guys, and that is, I just think Denver at home is a different kind of football team. And they've been unimpressive through two games so far, but I think they turn it on this week. I think Russell Wilson has a better game. They have a couple of running backs that are good. They do have legitimate weapons in the passing attack as far as receivers are concerned. And their defense is really good. I will take the Broncos getting a gift 1.5 at home against the Niners. Those are my three picks.
I like your picks. You did well.
Thank you. Oh, right into it.
We will survive no matter what.
It's the DNR Survivor Pool.
All right, Rick's already out, so I'll go. Assuming that Herbert is healthy enough, they can't lose at home to the Jaguars. Give me the LA Chargers to win this game at home.
Interesting. That was my fourth game. I was actually going to take Jacksonville with the number, but I didn't. And so, my pick this week... I don't need any more reason. Give me the Chiefs.
Not terribly
You're really
confident.
Banking everything on this Chiefs game.
Everything. Oh, boy, if the Chiefs lose outright, RJ weeps.
I'm fine with that.
Not terribly confident they'll cover the 6.5, but Eagles are just top to bottom better than the former Washington football team. Give me the Eagles.
Taking the Eagles. Look at you. Jumping on the Eagles bandwagon. All right, Raymond, 3 stars.
Please. 3 stars. Number 3.
Start of the show, very uncomfortable. Savage RJ was released, and I think that the two of you kind of ran scared for the duration of the show. It's kind of where I was playing all these diss tracks all show long. She didn't really pick up on it, but maybe next time.
Number 2.
Learned a lot about Rick DiPietro being a very trusting individual when he was younger. Probably still so. The story about the inhaler, Rick, I'm very unsettled about that.
Trusting or
naive,
stupid.
Naive. Yeah. You know, whatever you want to call it. It's still troubling, no matter how you call it.
Number 1.
Joe Flacco. I mean, first of all, to even join the show, but also he was a great interview. Gave you a lot of stuff. Wouldn't tell you what baseball team he'd root for, but you know, he's a veteran. He knows how to play the game. So, thank you, Joe Flacco, for joining us.
Wow. 3 stars and timely 3 stars.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.